Blog Talk Radio. Remember, if you're listening for the first time, just press 1 to join in the conversation. And now, without further ado, here's our host, Wild Bill.
Well, hello, Starla. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing good. You definitely sound a lot better than what you did a couple of days ago. I was teasing her. It sounded like she had a clothespin on her nose and was trying to gargle and talk at the same time, and I couldn't understand anything of what she said, and she would look at me just so agitated. But it was, I'll tell you what, she's a trooper. She don't let things like that get her down. And I do want to take the time to thank our military personnel and for everyone that took time tonight to call in and listen to the show live, and also for those who listen to the archives of the show when it's more convenient for you to be able to get to the website to listen to the show. And I don't know. This has been an interesting week in thinking about the show, and it is hard to believe that this year has flown by so fast. And I know we were talking about counting our blessings when Joy and Blog Talk Mom were doing the show. And one of the things, as you get older, you start losing, you know, more family and friends that are anchors, that mean things in your life, that's been a stable part of making who you are. And so it seems like during the holiday season that this is a time to think about those things. And it's also a time where you look back. I remember there was a comedian one time was talking about that he was bragging to his family that he went and opened a Christmas club account so when Christmas came they would be able to have money for presents. And this was like 2 days before Christmas. I said, well, when did you open it? And how much money is there? And he's like, well, I opened it today. And I opened it with $10. And it's funny, you know, the family was all built up with expectations that there was going to be all this money for presents that year. But looking at this more serious, you know, around the end of the year and the holidays is a time when you look back and you kind of take stock of things in your life. And I don't know that I did this so much when I was younger, but being older, you look back further. You don't just look back at the last year, you look back at previous years, and you get to looking at patterns in your life. And when I talk about patterns, it's like the things that you do, you have goals that you want to reach, and you have expectations, and, you know, on great situations, I guess great situations is not the proper wording, but there are certain things to where you exceed expectations in reaching goals and doing things that you have planned. And then there's, if you're like me, there's things in your life you look back on, you're like, man, I've missed the mark again. I have, you know, missed far to the left or far to the right of my expectation, what I wanted it to be. And it's real funny how you can take the holidays and get in the mully grubs and you can look at all these things and say, woe is me. You know, you know, how'd I get here, you know? And, but, to profit yourself, and to when I say to profit yourself, what I'm saying is to do better, is when you take stock of those things and you see how you missed the mark. When you look back and you see, okay, yeah, right there, I should have done this or that, or, you know, I really wasn't disciplined. I really didn't hold myself to an accountability. I didn't have a plan at all. I can tell you, I don't know how many times in my life, but that's the story. I just didn't have a plan. And in looking at this show and thinking about all this, I was thinking about how there's something very special about family during the holidays. And I just want all you to know that listen to this show that I count you as my Blog Talk family. And that's why we use the illustration as we want it to be where people like sitting around their kitchen table, you know, having a family discussion. And one of the things that I love the most is when I get feedback from people who disagree with me on my thoughts on a topic. And I don't think I've made that very clear because I've recently come into a situation where there's people that I have spoken to several times about being part of the show, and it would be something that would add a tremendous blessing to each and every person that heard from these people. But because of some of my stands on things, these people sort of made themselves not available whenever I asked to be on the show. And so I want to apologize to everyone for that because I keep trying to stress that one of the main things with this show is that we want to be real. You know, it's one thing to give platitudes. It's another thing to just throw a scripture out at somebody. But it's another thing to really take time to explain. I mean, and we're going to go into some of that, you know, in future shows, even looking at things with scripture that, you know, you got to be real with people. You got to, you know, and sometimes you have, when you're dealing with a topic that you have emotion about, you talk about it with emotion. And I've still not forgotten where I called a local radio show and had them listen to one of our shows to give me some advice. And almost everything that I do on this show is exactly opposite of what you're supposed to do on a radio show. Showing emotion was one of the things that you're not supposed to do. But it's part of my personality. It's part of who I am. And so for me to not be able to do that would be basically for me to talk about things I have no feeling about. And there again, you know, I don't think that would profit any of us. But that said, one of the things is that we talked about politics and religion. And in my stand on that, I don't have a problem with anyone having their concepts and ideas of which political party or which candidate is the person of their choice. I think that's fantastic. I think it's great that we live in a country where we can each have that right. But part of my thought on that was, is when did it become the topic of conversation in church? When did it become to where that, with the internet, we have all this information that just floods us, and it all looks like it's true, and it all looks like it's real. And on the surface of it, you're like, wow, this is something else, and you want to share it with someone. And then you get to really digging into it, and you're like, well, it's got a hint of truth to it, but it's not really true. And so my stand on that is it takes away from your testimony. And one of the most important things in your walk is your testimony. And I said that the other day, and someone disagreed with me. But it seems a little odd that when it talks about being made overcomers, that the two things that are connected together is the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. And anything that I could say that would hinder someone, especially someone that's involved in ministry, to feel that they're not welcome to share their testimony on this show, then I have failed in some way to the audience here in presenting things that I want to present. Because it's not about being right. It's about discussion, getting suggestions, ideas out there, not just what I think about something. And I do want to thank all of you that's written the nice emails and let us know the reason you don't talk is because we've been covering some topics that's been so interesting, and before you know it, time has just flown by. And I really appreciate you saying those things. But my concept of the show when Joy first called me on this was having an interaction, group discussion on topics. And I do know we have people sharing personal testimonies. We've had sermons on here. We've had military people come in here and talk about post-traumatic stress disorder, which, by the way, I just saw on Facebook. My son, Billy, which was discharged from the military with post-traumatic stress disorder, seemed like his life was turned completely upside down. He went through all the issues with family and still is to a point, just like everybody that suffers with this. He's in the process today of buying his first home. So I want to say congratulations to him and his wife and family for making this big step in this time with our economy like it is. But one of the things is that I want it to be where people feel free to suggest topics. I want people to feel free to suggest people that they'd like to have to share comments on the show. I had someone not long ago that came in. We were talking about end time, and I had probably 8 people told me how wrong the person was with some of the things they shared on end time, but they didn't share it on the show, and because they didn't want to be rude. And part of this is meant to be a roundtable discussion. It's meant to be, you're not being rude, you're sharing your opinion. And I don't know about the rest of you, but I listen to what other people have to say. I can't tell you how many things in my life where I changed my perception of something by listening to more than one person share their viewpoints on, especially people that I respect. So I don't want you to think like this is going to be like your talk show that you hear on live radio, where I've got a button up here where I can mute your volume down, I can put mine louder, and I'm going to shout you down, and I'm going to make fun of you or something like that. I may ask you questions on your thoughts on what the topic is, but you're not going to be put down through it. Your opinion is your opinion, and I hope everyone has the mindset that we can hope to grow from this. And I did promise that we were going to play one of our classic radio shows. It was funny, looking at family, and I'm sure my family is not the norm for everybody. It's probably everybody else's life, the Brady Bunch, and I'm not trying to put anyone in my family down. But when we used to have family get-togethers, it was either like one of the most fantastic, marvelous times that you could ever hope to have. It was like the Hallmark holiday, or it was World War III. And sometimes it was both, and sometimes it was some in the middle. It would start off with World War III and go into the Hallmark thing. Sometimes it was Hallmark, go into World War III, and go right back into Hallmark holiday again. So, but that has to do with opinions, perceptions, characteristics of people, personalities. Those things just happen when you get a large group of people together. And when I was younger, I can remember family get-togethers. They were huge. I mean, they were really big. And so, you know, as I got older, and as my sister pointed out the other day, that somehow or another I became the patriarch of our family, and I'm like, that's kind of sad. When did I become the old person? But, you know, just time marches on for everybody. But if anyone has a comment or suggestion right quick before we go into, I have a classic radio show from the late 40s, early 50s. It has to do with a family at Thanksgiving, and it shows some of the family dynamic there. And I don't know about you, but sometimes looking at something from the outside, looking in, it helps me rationalize things in my own life. So, but before I go to that, does anyone have a comment or suggestion that they'd like to make right quick? Did you have anything, Starla, or do we have anyone?
No, but nobody's putting their hand up.
All right. I done chastised everybody. Nobody wants to talk to me anymore. I guess that's what it is. Bad host, bad host. I do want to say something about that song. When I first came out of the military, I went to work at TPAC, Tennessee Performing Arts Center, and they held a gospel program there. And the young man that seems lead with that group at that time, he was only like 13 years old. And he actually, I think, wrote that song. And it was talking about, you know, it was his relationship with God. He, you know, God had spoke to him that he would always be there. And I think the Bible talks about that God is going to be closer than a mother and a father and a sister and a brother. And everything else, if you want to look for an assurance in your life, something that's not platitudes or just words or something like that, I can tell you that those things are true, that he will be there for you. So since nobody has any comments here, I'm going to see if I can get this to play. And this episode is Father Knows Best. And I think years later, this became a television show. But this has to do with their Thanksgiving. Hope everyone enjoys this, and we'll be with you as soon as this is over.
Mother, are Post 40% Bran Flakes really the best-tasting cereal of them all?
Well, your father says so, and Father Knows Best.
Yes, it's Father Knows Best, transcribed in Hollywood, starring Robert Young as Father. A half-hour visit with your neighbors, the Andersons. Brought to you by Instant Sanka, the delicious coffee that lets you sleep, and Post 40% Bran Flakes. Mother, next time you're choosing a cereal, remember, new Post Bran Flakes give your family all the important keep regular benefits of bran in a cereal with a delicious new Magic Oven flavor. Insist on Post Bran Flakes, the cereal preferred and eaten by far more people than any other Bran Flakes. They're wonderful for breakfast, lunch, or in-between meals. So get Post Bran Flakes this weekend. They're good, and so good for you. Keep high the board with plenteous cheer and gather to the feast and toast the sturdy pilgrim band whose courage never ceased. You know, the pilgrims started the custom of Thanksgiving, but there are others whose trials and tribulations on an average Thanksgiving day bear inspection and a certain amount of sympathy. Take, for example, the Andersons, who live in Springfield in a white frame house on Maple Street. They count their blessings and give their thanks. But with three children in the house, even a simple rite like Thanksgiving can be a pretty complicated affair. Like this.
Mother!
We're in the den, Betty.
Is it all right if I borrow your earrings?
Betty, if you have anything to ask your mother, come down here and ask her.
Jumping creepers.
Sounds like she was reared in a barn. Stands up there screaming her head off every...
Jim, Kathy is waiting to read her poem.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kathy. Go ahead.
Yes, Daddy.
Go ahead, dear.
Well, now what are you waiting for?
I have to be introduced.
Oh, pardon me. Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of the competition in the fourth grade, Miss Kathleen Anderson. Is that better?
Now you have to applaud.
Okay, we applaud.
Thank you.
What a ham. Has to get her applause before she reads the poem.
Jim.
Doesn't want to take any chances.
All right, dear. Anytime you're ready.
Yes, Mommy. Thanksgiving Day by Kathleen Joy Anderson, fourth grade. Thanksgiving is a lucky day.
Wait a minute. What was that name?
The name?
Your name. Say it again.
Kathleen Joy Anderson.
Where did the joy come from? Your name is Kathleen Louise Anderson.
But I don't like Louise.
You what?
Jim, Kathy and I talked it all over.
My mother's name is Louise, and if it's good enough for my mother, it's good enough for her.
It's only a middle name, dear, and if she doesn't like it...
Well, why shouldn't she like it? What's wrong with it?
Nothing, Jim, but it's her name.
You're darn right it's her name. She's not going to change it. Now, go ahead.
Mommy.
Go ahead, dear.
Gee whiz.
My grandmother and her mother were named Louise, and there's no reason why she should want to change it. Well?
What?
Read the poem.
Yes, Daddy. Thanksgiving Day by Kathleen Louise Anderson.
That's more like it.
Fourth grade.
It's much better.
Jim, please.
All right, Kathy. Go ahead.
Thanksgiving is a lucky day for all the girls and boys. It isn't just like Christmas when your parents give you toys. It isn't even like Easter when you get an Easter bunny. Or even like your birthday when your uncle sends you money.
What?
Jim.
When did her uncle ever send her money? Or anything else?
Kathy.
She's almost 9 years old and he's never sent her a button. Gives her money. He's so tight he can't even sit down.
Jim Anderson, I know you don't like him, but he's been very good to my sister, and if Kathy needs him for her
Santa
poem...
Claus and the Easter Bunny and your brother-in-law. Boy, is that a combination.
Go ahead, Kathleen.
Yes, Mommy. Thanksgiving Day by Kathleen...
No, not from the beginning, Kathy. Start where you left off.
I don't remember where I was.
Your uncle was giving you money.
Oh.
That's something we can all remember.
Yes, Daddy.
This isn't a poem. It's a fairy tale.
Jim, if you say one more word...
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kathy.
Is it all right if I start up near Christmas?
Start anywhere you like. But start.
Okay. Thanksgiving Day by Kathleen Louise Anderson, fourth grade. Thanksgiving is a lucky day for all the girls and boys. It isn't just like Christmas when your parents give you toys. It isn't even like Easter when you get an Easter bunny. Or even like your birthday when your uncle gives you money.
I didn't say a word.
Go ahead, dear.
It isn't like the 4th of July or Decoration Day or summer vacation or Halloween.
Kathy, when are you going to stop telling us what it isn't like and tell us what it is like?
How can she when you keep interrupting?
Well, it's supposed to be a poem about Thanksgiving, isn't it? And what has she said? It isn't like Christmas. It isn't like the 4th of July. Who said it was?
Jim, the poem has already won the contest. We're just supposed to listen.
But as long as...
We're just supposed to listen. Go ahead, dear.
You mean from the beginning?
No. Start after that funny part where your uncle gives you money.
Okay. It isn't like the 4th of July or Decoration Day or summer vacation or Halloween when all the kids can play. No!
Oh!
Jim!
Well, good grief. Scare a man half out of his wits.
Mother, is it all right if I borrow your earrings?
Look what you've done. Ashes all over the floor.
I'll clean it up, Margaret. Don't worry about it.
What happened?
Nothing happened. I knocked over the ashtray, that's all. Go ahead, Kathy.
Thanksgiving is a different day.
Excuse me, Kathy. I have to speak to Mother.
Let her finish the poem, Betty.
Father, I told Janie Liggett I'd be there early. She's counting on me.
You don't have to read a poem over the radio.
Oh, no. You mean she's going to read that horrible thing in public?
Betty, it's a very nice poem, considering.
Thanksgiving is a lucky day.
I didn't see you winning any free turkey dinner.
Well, I didn't have to. The Liggetts are going to have 3 turkeys.
Wait a minute. The way you kids talk, you'd think we never had a turkey in this house.
Jim.
I've got a good mind to keep you all home.
Father.
Jim, it isn't a question of turkey. Kathy's principal told
you. Why couldn't they have their dinner some other day?
But Thanksgiving dinner was the prize, dear, for all 8 grades. It's become a major event.
And the Liggetts. If somebody looked cross-eyed, Janie Liggett had the party.
Father, you said...
I know what I said, and it'll be a relief to get you all out of the house. Your mother won't have to spend all day cooking a dinner. You'll wolf down in 20 minutes.
Jim.
We'll have a little peace around here, even if it is Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving is a different day, the day I like best.
Kathy, I haven't asked about the earrings.
Which earrings, Betty?
The ones with the rhinestones.
Oh, dear, those are much too old for you.
No, they aren't, Mother. Really, they aren't.
Thanksgiving is a different day.
Just a minute, Kathy. Betty, if your mother says they're too old for you...
Oh, but they aren't, Father. I tried them on.
Don't you think something less formal would be more suitable?
But, Mother...
After all, rhinestones in the afternoon...
Not good, huh?
Not good at all.
How about the little pearl ones?
Much better.
May I?
Of course, dear.
Thank you, Mother. You're an angel. Go ahead, Kathy.
Maybe I ought to get the vacuum cleaner. The whole rug's a mess.
Just leave it, Jim. I'll clean it later.
It'll only take me a second.
Jim... All right, Kathy.
Now?
Yes, get it over with, please.
Thanksgiving is a different day, the day I like best. It's even better than Sunday, which is called the Day of Rest. Thanksgiving is my favorite day.
So long, everybody.
Goodbye, dear. Have a nice time.
Bud, what are you doing with my suitcase?
What?
Thanksgiving is my favorite day.
Come in here and bring the suitcase.
Oh, gosh, I'm not going to hurt it, Dad.
Did anybody say you could borrow my suitcase?
No, Dad.
Then why are you taking it?
Well, I have to carry them in something.
Carry what?
The football letters. They're going to give them out at the dinner, and the coach said...
Put it back where you got it.
But the coach said I could eat with the team
I said put it back.
Thanksgiving is my favorite day.
Jimmy isn't going to hurt anything.
That's not the point. He has no right to take things without asking for them.
But you were busy, Dad. I tried asking you this morning, remember? I said, Dad, and you said you thought it was going to be wonderful for you and Mom to have Thanksgiving dinner in a restaurant for a change. And I said, Dad, and you said you thought everybody made too much of a fuss about Thanksgiving anyway. And I said, Dad, and you said...
Bud.
Hmm?
Take the suitcase.
Oh, boy.
And next time, ask for it.
Well, I tried to, Dad. I said...
Bud?
Okay, Dad.
Goodbye now.
Is Billy here, dear?
He's parked out front.
Well, have a good time.
And don't eat too much turkey.
I won't. See you later.
Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye, Princess.
Bye,
Betty.
Thanksgiving is my favorite day.
Just a minute, Kathy. Bud, are you driving downtown with Joe Phillips?
Yes, Dad.
Well, why don't you drop Kathy off at the school?
Okay, come on, Kathy.
I haven't finished my poem.
Well, why haven't you? I haven't heard anything else for the past hour.
I tried to read it, and first you said that Uncle Richard...
Come on, Kathy, will you? I'm late.
Nobody ever lets me do anything. Just because I'm the littlest one in the family.
Kathy, read the poem.
Everybody thinks they can pick on
Kathy.
Me.
Kathy!
Thanksgiving is my favorite day, dear. That's where you left off.
And they don't have any right to... Thanksgiving is my favorite day. Though the skies are gray and murky. Because that's the day when I get to eat the drumstick of a turkey.
Well?
That's the end.
Some poem.
Bud, it's a very lovely poem, Kathy.
Thank you, Mommy.
You mean that won the competition?
Jim.
Well, I'm not surprised. It's very good. A little sentimental, perhaps, but very good.
Thank you, Daddy.
Get your coat, Kathy, and let's go.
Mr. Bryant said he'd bring me home, Mommy.
That's fine, dear.
And don't forget to listen to the broadcast.
We won't. And behave yourself.
Come on, will you?
Well, stop pulling me. Why do you always have to pull me?
Thanks for the suitcase, Dad.
Have a nice time, Bud. You too, Kathy.
Bye.
Be a good girl, Kathleen.
I will. So
long.
Goodbye, dear.
Well.
I'm completely exhausted. I don't know where they get all that energy.
Margaret, did she really win the competition with that poem?
She's only in the fourth grade, Jim. That's very good for the fourth grade.
When I was nine, I could write poems like that standing on my head.
Well, if you've ever seen Kathy study, you'd know that's probably the way she wrote it.
Margaret.
Yes, dear?
Have you noticed how quiet it is?
Yes, dear.
Hasn't been this quiet for weeks. Has it?
No, dear.
It does you good to get away from the kids for a while. Gives you a chance to relax, take things easy. read your paper and things.
Yes, dear.
Get the kids out of the house. It makes all the difference in the world. Get a little peace and quiet. Don't you?
Yes, dear.
All that excitement and shouting and running up and down the stairs. Absolutely unnecessary, isn't it?
I suppose so, dear.
Margaret.
Yes, dear?
I'm lonesome.
Yes, dear.
Hi there. This is Jerry Marshall. Say, wouldn't a steaming cup of coffee hit the spot right about now? You bet it would. And you know you can have that cup of coffee. Yes, even if coffee usually keeps you awake, you can have your coffee and still sleep tonight if you make it a cup of instant Sanka coffee. You see, it's not the coffee itself that keeps you awake. It's the caffeine in coffee. But 97% of the caffeine has been taken out of instant Sanka. So you can enjoy a cup now or an hour from now and not lose one wink of restful sleep. And instant Sanka is all pure coffee, you know. 100% pure coffee with a wonderfully rich and satisfying flavor. So if you don't have instant Sanka coffee on hand, add it to tomorrow's shopping list. Get the large economy-sized jar and save money. You'll like instant Sanka's flavor, and you'll love the way it lets you sleep.
That was very good, Barbara. Very good indeed. Now, our next winner is a rugged individualist indeed.
Jim, it's Kathy.
I'll be right in.
She put her thoughts on Thanksgiving into verse. Now read the poem which won for her the competition in the fourth grade. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Kathleen Anderson.
Is it Kathy? She started that?
Didn't it, Kathy?
Well, I just wanted to know.
Thanksgiving Day by Kathleen Joy Louise Anderson, fourth grade. Thanksgiving is a lucky day for all the girls and boys. It isn't... like Christmas, when your parents give you toys.
Well, why doesn't she go on?
Jim, please.
Go ahead, Kathleen.
She doesn't have to remember anything. She's got it right in front of her.
Dear, she's probably very nervous.
Well, she can read, can't she?
Kathleen, we're waiting.
I don't want to go home.
God, now what's gotten into her?
Oh, poor little thing.
Miss Anderson just remembered a previous engagement, but perhaps we'll have better luck with our next little guest, the winner of the competition in the fifth grade.
Now, you see, Margaret, I told you she shouldn't have gone.
My poor baby.
I've never heard anything like that in my entire life.
She was frightened, Jim, that's all.
Frightened of what? You can't shut her up when she's in the house. But as soon as she's supposed to talk, she makes an oyster sound like Martin and Lewis. I tell you... Margaret.
Yes, Jim?
Do you think we ought to go down and get her?
Oh, I don't think so.
Poor kid's probably crying her heart out.
She'll get over it. And don't forget, they promised her 2 drumsticks.
I don't know. She didn't sound very hungry.
Do I?
What?
You promised me a Thanksgiving dinner at the townhouse, remember?
Oh, yes, I did, didn't I?
I'll get my hat and coat. Or would you rather have me sue you for breach of promise?
Margaret.
Jim, there isn't anything wrong, is there?
Oh, no, honey. Everything's fine. It's just that, well...
Yes?
I've been doing a lot of thinking, and, would you mind very much if we didn't go out?
Why, Jim...
I know, I promised you dinner, but, well, I'd just rather eat here.
There isn't anything to eat.
Sure there is. I saw a whole heap of hamburger in the icebox.
Hamburger on Thanksgiving Day?
Well, Margaret, to tell you the absolute truth, this doesn't seem much like Thanksgiving. Not like the kind of Thanksgiving we used to know.
Well, it's finally happened. After only 18 years, you're tired of me.
You know what I mean, don't you, honey?
I think so, dear.
Thanksgiving has always been a special sort of day for me, even when I was a boy. It was more than just a holiday. It was a time when the whole family got together and had fun. We used to go out into the country to my grandmother's.
We did, too. To my grandmother's, I mean.
The whole family used to be there. My Uncle Rob and his wife and their 8 children, and my Uncle Will and his wife and their 10 children.
That must have been cozy.
Oh, it was. We ate in shifts. My grandmother always swore she was feeding half of the neighbor's kids. But it was fun.
Did you play games after dinner?
Oh, heck no. We were so stuffed we couldn't move.
Ah, you were a bunch of sissies. We used to play Going to Jerusalem or Musical Chairs or Charades.
That's pretty hard to do with just 2 people, isn't it?
Jen, there's one thing we mustn't forget. This is a new generation. It's a different sort of generation with new ideas and a new sense of values. Times have changed.
Yeah, I guess they have. Let's go into the kitchen and see what we can throw together.
You're an old sentimentalist, Jim Anderson. That's what you are. And I love you.
I love you, too. You know, maybe if the kids get home early, we can all go to a movie or something. How'd you like that?
I wouldn't count on it, dear. Betty said not to expect her before midnight, and Bud's dinner won't start till 6.
Well, Kathy isn't going to stay out all night, is she?
No.
Okay, then we'll take Kathy to the movies.
Well, we'll see, dear. It all depends on... Bud!
Hiya, Mom. Hi, Dad.
What are you doing here?
Fixing a hamburger. Want one?
Well, what happened to the dinner?
What dinner?
At the training table with the football team.
Oh, that dinner.
Well?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I just wasn't hungry.
Weren't hungry? You?
Jim, I'm going to call Dr. Simmons.
Now, wait a minute, Margaret. Bud, if you aren't hungry, why the hamburger?
The hamburger?
Pardon me, the 3 hamburgers.
Oh. Well, I guess I got hungry.
But if you don't feel well, please tell us.
But I do feel well, Mom. I feel fine.
Look, if you don't want to tell us the truth...
But I am telling you the truth. I didn't like the dinner, that's all. Bunch of big goofs sitting around talking about football. What good is that?
Since when don't you like to talk about football?
Just a second, honey. Kathy?
It's me, Father.
What's she doing home?
What on earth?
We're in the kitchen, Betty.
I'll be right in.
Oh, dear, just when everything was going so well.
Now, Margaret, why do you immediately assume that something is wrong? Maybe the Liggetts decided not to have a party. Or maybe Betty had the wrong day. Lots of things could have happened.
The party was today. I know it was.
Well, maybe it hasn't started yet.
What's everybody doing in the kitchen? Hi, Bud. What are you doing here?
Oh, nothing much. Want a hamburger?
Okay.
Never mind the hamburgers, Bud. We've got things to discuss that are much more important.
Than hamburgers?
Betty, do you feel all right, dear?
Sure. Why?
You told your mother you wouldn't be home until midnight.
Oh, well, I wasn't going to, but I came up with the most awful headache.
Jim.
You just said you felt fine.
I do. I mean, well, I do, except for this headache.
Jim, I'm going to call Mrs. Liggett and ask her.
Mother, you know if there was anything wrong, I'd tell you. I always have, haven't I?
Yes, dear, you have.
Just a minute, Margaret. Kathy?
Yes, Daddy?
We're in the kitchen. Come on in.
Yes, Daddy.
You see, Margaret, I told you we should have gone down for her.
Well, I had no way of knowing.
What's the matter with Kathy?
Oh, your sister. Reads the first line of her poem and bursts into tears.
No kidding.
The poor little thing.
Hello.
Oh, Angel.
Hello, sweetheart. Come on over here and tell your daddy all your troubles.
I don't have any troubles, Daddy. I'm just not happy.
Well, it isn't anything to cry about, is it?
It was a lovely poem, darling, even if you didn't read it.
And don't you worry, Knothead. If anybody makes fun of you, I'll poke them right in the nose.
Bud.
I don't care if they do make fun of me. I didn't want to read my poem, not to them.
Why, Kathy? They're your friends.
I don't want them. It's Thanksgiving, and I wanted my mommy and my daddy and my sister and my brother. I was lonesome.
Kathy, darling.
She's all right, Margaret. Just leave her alone.
Mother.
Yes, Daddy?
I was lonesome, too.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
Oh, Jim.
Margaret, not you, too.
Yes, me, too.
Good grief. We sound like the third act of Uncle Tom's Cabin. What's the matter with you, Bud?
Nothing. I just feel like blowing my nose, that's all.
Well, blow it. Now, get busy with the hamburgers.
Okay, Dad.
How about a little food for the hungry Andersons?
I'm starving.
Hamburgers. That's a fine thing to serve for a Thanksgiving dinner, isn't it?
Sounds fine to me.
I don't care what part of the hamburger I get, as long as it's a drumstick.
Atta girl, Kathy. Well, what are we waiting for? Let's sit down and be comfortable.
I'll take over, Bud.
I'm doing fine, Mom.
But really,
Don't argue with the chef, Margaret. Just sit down and relax.
Well, if you insist.
Four hamburgers coming up.
That'll take care of me, but what are they going to eat?
Betty.
Margaret, kids, before we dig into these juicy Thanksgiving burgers, may I say something?
Sure, Dad.
Sure, Dad.
Go ahead, Father.
This has been, I think, the happiest Thanksgiving day of my entire life. If you don't mind, I'd like to say a special grace. O Lord, we give thanks from the bottom of our humble hearts for the blessings thou hast seen fit to bestow upon us. We thank thee for the food that graces our table and the roof that covers our head. We thank thee for the privilege of living as free men in a country which respects our freedom and our personal rights to worship and think and speak as we choose. But most of all, dear Lord, we thank thee for making us a family, for giving us sincerity and understanding. We thank thee for giving us the most cherished gift a family may know, the gift of love for one another. Amen.
Well, what did everybody think of the show? It definitely gave you some insight into looking at family from the outside, and I tell you something about the time that all this happened and everything. It's interesting. They were talking about how things were changing as far as the generations and outlooks on everything. But I have taken up just about all the radio time tonight, and I would like to hear from somebody else. So, Starla, if we got somebody else, I know Blog Talk Mom's out there. See if we can get her on here and get some input from her on what we're talking about tonight.
Blog Talk Mom?
Hi there.
Are you there?
Hey. I am. That was, I just chuckled all the way through that. That was,
that
really
was funny.
Cute. Everything about it was cute, and I loved the way that it ended because there is something really special in the family. Also, the church, the family, it's just a bond. I was talking with someone today that had five family members die this year, and one the day before Thanksgiving. A young man was playing with a gun anyway, and he shot himself, 15 years old. And they don't see how they can even face Thanksgiving, I mean, or Christmas or holidays without the family members. And we've really been blessed in our family. And the greatest part about it is to be a Christian. I love the way that program ended, and to have the hope that we have, that we have all eternity to be with our loved ones. And we can pray. We prayed last week and hold people up that would be hurting. I went to pick up some things for the clubhouse tonight, earlier today, and a lady just began to cry. She's a beautiful lady, began to tell me her story. And if it were not the Lord, I just don't really know how anyone would go through some of the heartbreak of the holidays. It just seems like you miss something, like those children. That was so, it was such a good program because they just, nothing was going to take the place of family. You know, they were that lonely feeling. And I sure do love, I love my family. I love you, Starla, and you've done such a good job on the program. And Wild Bill, just excellent. Everything you're doing is just excellent.
You're supposed to say that, but I do feel like sometimes we fall far short of the mark sometimes and trying to find a balance with everything. But the one thing we do try to do is to be real, you know, to be, you know, it's one thing. I know through my life I've had a lot of people want to give me information, but they didn't break it down to a level that I understood. I mean, you know, of course, I'm not sure at certain points in my life that there was a level they could have broke it down to where I understood. Sister Trimble had a thing on Facebook where she put the words to a song that we used to sing in our choir, What Makes a Man Turn His Back on God? And I was thinking, wow. First, I was remembering the song, and then in the thing of looking back at my life, I look back at the point where I did turn my back on God. And I remember the point where I wondered, what would make someone do that? You know, how could you do that? But it makes it real clear that living for God is a discipline. It's one of those things that you have to work at every day. If you don't, it's just like you're not standing still. It's something that just things pass you by without you realizing it. And I was talking with a young man the other day that, you know, he was saying a lot of people are thinking I'm backslid and, you know, all these things about my life and, you know, but they just don't understand, you know, where I'm at. And I asked him one question, and his answer to that question made it clear that, you know, somehow or another that he has blinders on and is clueless to what he's really doing in his life. And I was like, wow, how many times has that been me? You know, and it's because I was looking to have God with one hand and have a hold of what I thought was fun and finding who I was and everything with the other. And you can't find out who you are and you can't develop into what you're going to be if you don't put God as the focal point. Because when you do that, the thing that was missing in this radio episode here was the family, was it together. And the thing that's always missing, and no matter what you have going on in your life, is God. If you don't have God there in your life, living, growing in that relationship, there's always this huge hole there that things can take the place of for a little while and make you feel satisfied. But then at the end of the day, it's like, okay, that's still not enough. And I was watching this thing with Elvis Presley. It just amazes me the struggle that that man had in his life to where after concerts that he would get with people and they would sing gospel songs till the wee hours of the morning. And, you know, how that he was performing in places like Las Vegas. And there was a song that really touched him, and it was a gospel song. And he called these singers to come out and sing this song on a stage in Las Vegas. You know, these people were there to, you know, hear his entertaining style and music and to watch him dance and everything. And this, you know, like all of us, he had this war inside of him. And wealth and fame, you know, took care of it to a point, but it didn't fulfill everything that was within him, so that he ended up looking for narcotics to fill that void in his life, and ended up being the death of him. And so it's funny how we can see those things in other people, the famous people. We can see it with the people on Skid Row. We can see it with people in our church that are struggling. But I wonder how many times we have those binders on and we really don't take a look at ourselves to see what is missing in the dynamic of the relationship with us and God. And that's one of the things that I don't want to be guilty of doing. We've had shows here where we've had people that called in that were passing away or struggling with, you know, with cancer. And then later on, they lost their mother, this little boy, and he called back in and shared his experience where he turned his life over for God and where he was filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And you're like, wow, those kind of things is what you hang on to. That's the things that are important. I think I have talked long enough here that someone raised their hand just to shut me up. Do we have somebody, Starla?
Yes, Sister Kaiser.
Well, thank you very much. How are you guys doing tonight?
Great. How
are
you?
We're pretty good. How about you?
All right, pretty good. Well, I am sorry I'm getting in the latter part of the deal, but I was overhearing.
Just a second.
But I
heard
that. Pardon?
I'm sorry. The mic shut off.
Okay. Anyway, I heard that on Thanksgiving Day, but there's a lot of lessons in that one little scenario. You know, first of all, parents need to really be tuned in to the children, and husbands and wives need to really respond to each other. And then the little child, though, that Kathy trying to read that her poem, it didn't matter what happened around her, she would start it all over again. She was going to do it right. That's determination. That's
a right.
Classic example of determination. Y'all can do what you want to. You can leave. You can stay. But I'm going to read this poem. And although when she did it at school, she was nervous and afraid and broke down and wept, that means to me, it spoke to me like, you know, you can have it all together and do things you think, but there's still moments of tension. There's moments of uncertainty. There's moments of not being sure, even though we've done it before. But I thought that was a very good classic family-style program, and I just wanted to give you all a shout-out and say hello to you and keep up the good work.
Well, we appreciate it. We're also looking at suggestions for topics for future shows and for people to be guest speakers. So if you'd like to shoot us an email or talk with some people and everything, we're really wanting to get back on track with people with a personal testimony. I was sharing earlier, I don't think it's by chance that it talks about we're made overcomers by the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. I mean, those, you know, you put those two together, it makes it pretty clear there's some very strong importance in that. And I think a testimony is one of those things that people can't argue with. You know, they can argue about what a scripture means or something like that. But when you're standing looking someone in the eye, you're listening to someone share their life experience, it is what it is. And I think it's very powerful.
It's absolutely powerful, and it's wonderful. There are just a few people, though, rather than in my lifetime. I know we talk about testimony, but there's a lot of people. Sometimes I've run across a few people in my time, and they just moan about their test. They don't have a testimony. They just moaning about their test. But the Bible didn't say we'd never have a trial or we would never have heartache and pain and sorrow and a test. But when you come through victorious because of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb, then you really have a testimony.
That's right. I think we have somebody else that came in there too, didn't we, Starla?
Yes, your sister Joy.
Joy Bells?
Joy.
Hey, it's Kathy Joy Boris Johnny. I couldn't blame her for wanting that middle name. That was really cute.
I thought you'd appreciate that.
I think that's funny what Sister Kaiser just said about testimony, like moaning about your test instead of actually giving a testimony. But I don't have much to say except that I really do want everybody to come back next week because I think we're going to have a really, really special show. I'm going to do everything I can to make sure now that I'm out of school and can pay some attention to getting some. I think I was supposed to be the publicist, wasn't I? And I haven't really been publicizing too much. But I do want to say also how much the show means to me and how it reminded me, the little show you played within the show, of how grateful I am for my Thanksgiving experience, Gam Gam and Sister or Blog Talk Mom. There's one more nickname for Blog Talk Mom. Welcomed us into their home. Seriously, I'm wanting to speak Spanish. I've studied Spanish so much that I want to say mi hijo y mi, which means my son and I. we just had such a wonderful time, and there is something about family that nothing else can replace. And you have said that from the beginning of your vision for this show. You had that picture of sitting around the table and having a conversation. And as you pointed out, you don't want everybody to agree with you. You might argue back or say something, but you don't mean to offend them. You want them to be just as strong in their opinion. And there's respect and room for everybody to say whatever they want to say because that's how family is.
Yeah, and one thing about family, you know, you can... It's like little kids. They can be mad at each other and get in a fight, and then the next day they're the best friends again. So You know, that's I want it to be that way, not to where we close doors in discussions with people. Then there's going to be some things where some people are going to be closed-minded, and I'm going to be probably just as closed-minded on certain topics. But that still is how we grow when we get to hearing different opinion on things. At least that's what I think. You know, of course, it's, you know, there again, that's my opinion. So
we
and
all
I can't
love
speak
freedom
Spanish
of speech.
Other than Taco Bell.
Joy Bell, Taco Bell, Tinker Bell.
Cheese enchilada. No guacamole.
You are silly.
That is me.
And what did you say the show is next week?
Well, kind of got a two-part thing going. Next week, we had a question that came up in Sunday school, and I didn't really think anyone really got to the answer of it. Last week, and it is, what does it mean where it says that we're to take up our cross and follow Jesus? The first part of the program, I want people to describe what they think it means to take up your cross. And the second part of it is, I want everyone to think of a word that describes what this year means to them. It could be, you know, hardships. It could be family death, or I guess that's two words. But then I also want to give them time to explain why that word is what jumps out at them for this year. When they look back at this year, what is the one word? It could be, you know, financial gain. It could be like with Billy, new home, you know, something like that.
You can
and,
only do
you know,
two
it,
words. Financial
I'm
gain, new home,
I'm
family death. So everybody brings their two words, and then they can elaborate on it. Well, that's good. Unity, one of the things they really, really stress at this time of year is to kind of do an inventory on where you are, what you've gotten right, what you've gotten wrong. I shared that with Blog Talk Mom one time. She says she does that every day. But this time of year especially, too, and that show is a good way to help focus on those thoughts. As we go into 2011, we can really take stock of what this year meant. Well, I think it's going to be a wonderful show. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, we're looking forward to the comments and whatever it is you got stirred up in your mind that you think is going to be a extra special show. Did you have anything else to add with that? I'm prophesying next week's show will be special.
Even more special. It's always wonderful.
We're bringing the brother in the little bus.
Oh, you're so goofy. Mi hermano es muy cómico. My brother is very funny.
You no comprende. No habla español.
Taco Bell.
What, did anybody else have any comments about the show or, you know, future shows or what to think about what we've done with the show this last year? You know, like I say, it was funny, I called that one radio station and the guy told me, I think three of the four things you're not supposed to do, I do. So I know there's a lot of room for improvement on my part. But there again, you know, like I've talked with Joy about, I don't really want this show to be just like every other talk show or
exactly.
chat show or something like that. So
there'd be no need for
it to
just
always
another
be a surprise
cookie cutter.
I want it to be a surprise from the starting song on. You just never know what you're going to get.
Oh, me and Starla know that feeling, don't we, Starla? You're ready with your little phrase, and then suddenly whatever he has on there just kind of blows your mind. You're listening to that.
Well, we're getting down to the last minute here. Does anybody else have anything to say?
I really enjoyed the program. I've heard a lot in the last few minutes when y'all were talking that we don't have to let the negative or the painful things that have happened this past year define the whole year. And that's very hard when you're hurting. As the lady today that I met, you would have never thought she had a care in the world, just beautifully every hair in place, just. And then all of a sudden she just collapsed, and, you know, and it, people are hurting, and I hope we're all very aware of those around us to give whatever encouragement that we can.
Yeah, I agree. You know, there used to be a song, "You can't be a beacon if your light don't shine." And when people are lost, if you are not in a situation spiritually to where you can let your light shine, to lead people to that same light, to give them that peace that's beyond understanding, then we need to do some soul searching. So, all right, well, just the little lady hollered and said 10 seconds for the show, so I just want to thank all of you again that's either listening through the archives or listening with us live today. And there again, you can either go to our Facebook page, Your Place Is There, or you can go to the page that is on the Blog Talk page, or email us at alerttn@aol.com and give us your suggestions and thoughts for future shows, or if you have some people that you'd like to recommend to be a guest on the show or guest speaker, we look forward to getting that information. So God bless each and every one of you, and we'll be back next Tuesday night. Have a blessed night.